seven rooms and a hall.
Mm-hmm. What is this room called?
Well, it was a back porch, but it's enclosed, you see, and mm-hmm. therefore, after being enclosed, it'd have to be termed a room.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a special word, though, does it?
Huh?
Like living room or...
Well, we have a living room, dining room, and three bedrooms. And, well, I guess we'd call this a utilities room.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention bathroom? If I didn't, well, we've got one.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Living room, dining room, three bedrooms, bathroom, and a utility room.
And this one here?
That one in there?
Mm-hmm.
That's the dining room and kitchen all combined.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember having a fireplace? Did your old house have a fireplace?
Yes, sir.
What'd you call
wood.
That? Wood? What'd you call that area of the fireplace in front of it? On the floor?
Well, now where we had, when we burn wood, you see, most everybody, not everybody, but most everybody had what to call andirons to, we'd put in a big, what we call a back log, you know,
mm-hmm.
a big stick of wood in the back, and then those andirons. Well, I can hardly describe how they were made, but anyway, they set on three legs, two back there and one up here with a brace, you might say, that goes up about that high to keep the wood from rolling off, you
mm-hmm.
see. And they were called, usually they were called dog irons, that's what the real name of them was, andirons. And then that was outmoded in later years, and people put in grates,
mm-hmm.
you know, coal grates, mm-hmm. and went to using coal, burning coal.
Where was the wood kept in front of the fireplace?
Huh?
The area in front of the fireplace. Would you
Where
call that?
Was it kept, he said.
Mm-hmm.
They
this area
had a wood yard at the back of the house.
Yeah.
Then you brought the wood in from there.
That's right. We brought the wood in. You see, we cut the wood out in at the wood yard, and we brought the wood in the right length, you know, for the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And so we... Usually now in wintertime, our method of getting wood to the wood yard was to go out in the woods or the fields or somewhere and where there was any timber and cut down a tree, saw it up at, say 8 or 10 sticks length, whatever two mules or two horses could snake. We'd put a chain around it, you know, and hitch a team to it and drag it in. That was our job, just kids, when there's snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We call that snaking wood. We'd go out and we'd cut a tree, maybe cut it in two once, and we'd hitch a pair of mules or horses or whatever we had to work to it and bring it up, snake it up, and then we would cut it up into what we call stick length. We'd set it up, round it up, you know, just keep setting it up around and around so it wouldn't get so snowy.
How long were those lengths?
Long.
Oh, Lord.
About 4 feet long?
They're just about that long. The old fireplace where I was lived, it'd take a stick of wood as big as, any of these trees most here in the yard, back log, as I told you, you know. And then we'd put two or three, whatever was necessary, you know, to warm up the house, two or three sticks in front.